As women, we often help other people, don't we? We might help children to learn something, help people at work, cook a meal for the family, help our husbands, help an elderly relative, or just listen to a friend who's upset. There are many women who help others so easily and naturally. But sometimes, we find it hard to let others help us. I know I do. Do you find it hard to ask for help? Hello, my friend. I'm Carol, and you're with Women of Hope. So tell me, did you receive help from someone today? What about you, Tammy? Is it easy for you to ask someone to help you?
Oh, Carol, I have often been in situations where I've needed help and needed others to step in. I think I used to feel awkward, but as I've gotten older, I see help from someone as a blessing. And okay, I do need that help. I can't do it all by myself.
You know, lots of people have mixed emotions or feelings about asking for help. They think it's a sign of weakness. Do you remember our friend Stevie? We've often talked about her on Women of Hope. She was visiting us recently, and we were talking about how hard it was for someone with a disability to get through one day without receiving help from others.
That's right, Carol. Stevie's cerebral palsy puts her in situations where she needs the help. She doesn't have complete control of her muscles and the movements of her body. She needs a walking frame to help her walk, and her speech is slow and a little bit hard to understand. But her mind is very clear and sharp.
It is. Now think about this for a moment. Try and put yourself in Stevie's place. She can do most things for herself, but because she has this disability, she sometimes needs help. In fact, her mom helps her so that she can be independent.
Stevie's mom is wonderful. She makes her lunches and puts drinks in cups and even breakfast in a bowl each day before she goes to work so that Stevie doesn't have to struggle with it. That way, during the day, she can get her own food and her own drinks whenever she wants them.
And her family built a ramp to their front door so that she can get in and out of the house by herself without having to use steps. They made sure that she has a plastic handle attached to the door key so that she can manage to turn it herself. They've given her a cup that has a strong plastic straw so she can drink without spilling her coffee. And her spoon is bent so that she can get it into her mouth easily. These are just a few of the simple things that they have done to make a big difference in Stevie's life. So you can see that sometimes it's a good thing for having people help you so that you can be independent.
If you have a disability, what might help you to be more independent? A rail and a plastic chair in the bathroom could allow you to shower and use the toilet without help. Maybe a rubber mat on the floor would stop you from slipping. Bigger or different shaped handles on doors could help you to open them and close them more easily. Is there enough space for you to get around the house? You might need things to be put in lower places so you can reach them. Or you may need more light in your house or workplace so you can see better. Someone might be able to smooth the paths that you use. And could someone make sure you can slip your jewelry on and off easily? That's a little thing, but very important to a woman.
Is.
Maybe you could talk with others about what things could be done to help you to move around more independently. Be creative.
Stevie is 29 years old. And yet, she still needs help with things like preparing food, making a cup of coffee, cutting her fingernails, putting on and taking off that pretty jewelry that she wears, writing things down when she's not at her computer where she can type things. She can't drive a car, so she often needs family and friends to take her places, and sometimes She drops things, and she needs someone to pick them up for her. Can you understand how Stevie feels? Maybe you have a disability and you are very familiar with what Stevie is going through.
It's not unusual for people with a disability to feel badly about always having to ask people for help. And just like Stevie, you might think that you're a burden to your family and friends. But then one day, someone told Stevie that she was not a burden, but a blessing. Aww. What a beautiful thing to say. They said that God can use her to bring good things into the lives of her friends and family.
Now, I imagine that's hard to hear and understand. I know it was for Stevie. She found those words really hard to believe. But in her heart, she knew that it had to be true. Have you ever found it hard to believe something that you know is true? Maybe you find it hard to believe that God really loves you, or that you are precious and special. Stevie had to learn that she was not a burden, but that she was a blessing.
God made each of us to worship him and make the lives of others richer and better. And it's no different just because you have a disability. Stevie said that every time she started thinking that she was a burden and felt badly because she needed to ask for something, she would tell herself, "I'm not a burden. I'm a blessing. I'm not a burden. I'm a blessing." And slowly over time, as she kept telling herself the truth instead of a lie, she started to really believe the truth that she was a blessing and not a burden. And that made her want to act like a blessing.
Friend, if you're struggling to believe a truth, tell yourself that truth every time you doubt it. And then maybe in time, you'll start to really believe it, just like Stevie learned to do. So the truth is this, that even if you need lots of help, you can be a blessing and make other people's lives richer. In life, we meet all kinds of people. Some people love to help others, but unfortunately, some people might not be so happy to help. They might be tired or grumpy or just not able to help. Don't let that discourage you. If you can wait until you can ask someone else to help you, do that. But you might have to ask someone to help you when they just don't feel like doing it. It just means that they're not perfect, and things in this world are not perfect. Everyone has their own problems and struggles. Sometimes, if they help you, it might make their life a little bit more difficult at that time, but that means that they have to choose how to respond. They can learn and grow from that, but that's their choice, not yours.
You can bring good things into your friends' lives, and then you can begin to feel like your friendships are more even and equal. Stevie said that she used to feel like her friends were always giving to her and that she wasn't giving enough back to them. But the truth is, she does give back to them and contribute to their lives. Our relationships are about so much more than what we need as individuals. We talk together, we laugh together, share our joys and struggles, support each other, and pray for each other. So you see, the things that you need help with are just a little part of true friendship. The people that you love, love you too. And so they don't mind helping you.
I have to say that I've learned a lot from being friends with Stevie. I've learned from the way that she trusts God. I've learned to be more patient, to accept that it's okay to go slowly, and to value just having time together, to not always be doing things. It's helped me to accept my own weakness in other areas as well. We are all weak and disabled in some ways, but we have things we're really good at, too. So Stevie has blessed me.
It's important to consider what other people need as well as what you need. Stevie said that sometimes she doesn't ask someone for help because she knows they're having a difficult time or they're really busy or tired. They might have other things they need to do or they're not well. In times like that, she lets them know that she needs help, but that she's happy to wait for a time that is convenient for them even if it's a few days or longer.
It's good if there are several people in your life that you can ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can ask different people at different times when you know that it would be more convenient for them. Of course, sometimes you might need to ask for urgent help from the one person that you trust the most. Try not to rely on one person all the time, though, because though you may be a special part of their lives, there are other people and important things in their lives, too, and they need to take care of themselves as well.
So, when you need help, can I encourage you to ask for it? Let people know what kind of help you need. If people try to help when you don't need help, you can gently let them know that you would rather do things for yourself.
And that's something else I've learned from Stevie. I need to ask her if she needs the help, rather than just think that I know she needs the help. She will ask me if she needs me to do anything. I don't always get it right, but she's very patient with me, and her patience makes her a blessing. We've been talking about times when we need help from others.
I am so grateful for when people help me in big ways and little ways. I think being grateful helps keep me happy. Stevie said that sometimes people try to help her in ways that are unhelpful. They try to help her with something that she doesn't need help with or misunderstand what she's asking for. But I've watched Stevie. She appreciates that they're just trying to help, and she's usually thankful that they want to be kind. God's word, the Bible says, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults because of your love. People need to be patient with us, and we need to be patient with them.
Sometimes Stevie has to tell people exactly how to help her. But I notice that she tells them kindly because, after all, they are being kind to her. And she always thanks them, even if they make a mistake while they're trying to help. And I have even noticed that sometimes when people help her the wrong way or make a mistake, she doesn't always tell them so that they don't feel badly. Helping people can be a complicated thing as well. I remember that there was this young woman that Stevie helped a lot over many years. Just by listening to her and talking to her about problems. You know, they talked most days, sending messages back and forth to each other on their computers.
Mm.
And most days, Stevie gave her some of her time and energy. Now remember, having a disability drains you in ways that maybe we don't understand. But this woman always thought that Stevie wasn't doing enough for her. Can you imagine how it made her feel? She was hurt, angry, and even unappreciated. Every bit of help that someone gives us is a gift, and we should accept it as a gift. If we're not grateful, but we're angry because they're not doing more, we can hurt them very much. On Women of Hope today, we've been talking about receiving help graciously from the viewpoint of our friend Stevie, who has a disability that's called cerebral palsy.
I have a note here from Stevie. Let me read it to you. I said before that each of us brings something unique to the people around us. Even if you need lots of help, you can still bless others. Carol's a blessing. Tammy's a blessing. I'm a blessing too, and there is a reason why I say this. You see, God, the one true God, the Father, created you. He had you in mind long, long before the world began. He loves you very much, and one reason he created you was to be a gift to those around you. God knew everything that you would be, your personality, likes, dislikes, your talents and strengths, and even your weaknesses, everything that you are. And He loves you. He placed you in the world, and so you can enjoy all the things He's created. Sunshine, rain, food, colors, tastes, relationships, and many other things. They're all gifts, aren't they? And He placed other people around you for you to enjoy. He also placed you where you are so that you can bring joy to others. Do you believe that? Even if you can't do much, you can be a blessing to others. Sometimes it's just by being yourself. You might feel like you can't give back to those who help you so much, but you can, just by being you.
You know, it's interesting that Stevie said this in her note, because it reminds me about a special little boy named Andy. Our friend Flo had a child with a severe disability. The only thing Andy could ever do was smile, and Flo had to do everything for him. And yet, Flo says that he was a blessing to their family, and she learned a lot about God and about love from her precious son in the few years that he lived. Her other children also would tell you that they learned how to be gentle and patient as they cared for their brother. They loved him dearly, and they still say that little Andy was God's gift to them.
It is so good to know that you're valuable just because God made you. I think we also need to use whatever gifts and abilities God has given us to bless others. We need to think about how we respond to people who help us. I know Stevie does that. She blesses others by who she is and by what she does and how she does it.
We've mentioned several times that each of us is valuable. God's word, the Bible, says that too. Paul was one of the first leaders of the Christian church. He went about preaching and telling people about Jesus. God sent his son, Jesus, to show us what God is like and to teach us how to live. And then he gave his life to bring us back to God. Many people believed in Jesus, and they formed groups that were the beginning of the church. Some of these believers were Jewish, and many were from other countries. There were men and women, old people and young people, rich and poor, some healthy, clever people, some with disabilities. You can imagine that they would not always get along with each other. Some thought they were special or their gifts or talents were most important in the church, and others thought they didn't have anything to contribute. So Paul wrote to them and said that God has given spiritual gifts to all of his followers. He said that all God's followers need each other. They need each other just the same way that all the different parts of the human body depend on each other. Listen to what he wrote. These words are in the Bible today. There are different ways of serving, but we are all serving the same Lord. There are different abilities, but the same God gives abilities to everyone for their particular service. The presence of the Holy Spirit of God is shown in some way in each person for the good of all. If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? Or if the whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? The eye can never say to the hand, "I don't need you." And the head can't say to the feet, "Well, I don't need you." Paul also wrote that we should use our different gifts with our whole heart and with love. That's because God gave them to us out of his love.
So Stevie's note went on to say, you know, every single part of a body has its own job to do. Every part of a body is really needed. The Bible says that God's followers all really need each other, and God has given each one of us a unique role to play. You see, God has given each of us our own personality, talents, and gifts, so we can bless his other followers and bless the world. So we all need each other. No matter what you can or can't do or how much help you need, you certainly can be a great blessing to others.
And you know, you bless and encourage us, especially when you pray for us or write to us. We would love to hear about your life and pray for you too. If you have a disability, write to us and tell us how you plan to be a blessing to others.
You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page.
We do hope that you'll be with us again. We pray that God will bless you and make you a blessing to those around you.